lot of love for the Queen right now. Whatever you thought of the royal family, the Queen has always, I think, had a lot of love. Even people that say they want to get rid of the royal family. Yeah, but the Queen, Queen's okay. Don't hurt the Queen. God save the Queen. And I think we'll see an increase in the number of people that are openly against the royal family when the Queen decides to take the last royal ascent upstairs to join her husband. Because the rest of them, they aren't that lovable, are they? You know, even if you hated the British royal family and think they're all criminals, then the Queen is, you know, she's the lovable criminal, isn't she? She's the craze. She's the, I don't know, she's like the Birdman of Alcatraz, isn't she? You know, Robert Stroud. Oh, he kept birds in his cell. How romantic. Oh, yeah. It's not that romantic, is it? Let's not romanticise it too much. Yeah? Robert Stroud. Let's give him his real name, Robert Stroud. Yeah? We don't call Hitler the German Shepherd Man of Austria. Robert Stroud killed at least two innocent people. But still, we visit his castle, don't we, in San Francisco, and do the tour and look at the commemorative plaque. Because he's lovable, isn't he? He's cute. He kept birds, even though he slaughtered innocent people. And that's the Queen. Cut to the other end of the cell block, though. There's Charles. Big fucker. The ice-cold killer of Princess Diana. The corgi man of Windsor. The bald ones and Jeffrey Epstein's mates. We're not so keen on commemorating those fuckers, are we? Even though they're probably essentially the same people as the Queen. Maybe there's something in the corgis. Maybe Charles and William and Andrew need to be pictured with more corgis. Dogs would be perfect for Andrew, wouldn't they? They only live to about 17, and that's when he gets bored. That's the problem with the royal family, because like most people, lots of people love them. Lots of people hate them. You know, that's fairly normal and fairly healthy, I think. I always thought in stand-up, if everyone kind of likes you, then you're going to be a pretty bland act. There needs to be a certain amount of hate in comedy. Hate is healthy. Some people love me, some people hate me. That's exactly the right balance for me. I mean, you know, like the Queen is great, isn't she? But you wouldn't necessarily want to watch her stand-up special, would you? 10 minutes is about all we can take, isn't it, on Christmas Day? And even then, for the last 3 minutes, she cuts to a song, the very epitome of a terrible stand-up show. Prince Andrew. Now he's given up the royal family, switched to stand-up comedy, people would flock to see him. There would be hate, and then love to hate, and then that would turn into genuine love. Deep-seated love that you can only have for someone knowing that others hate them. You know, it's a different kind of love, isn't it? You know, it's like, I know people hate you, but I love you. I love you, Prince Andrew. Your stand-up comedy is excellent. You know, it'd be like Louis C.K. trying to start again after his misdemeanors. Oh, Prince Andrew, please do stand-up comedy. You're doing nothing else. I saw him on TV the other day talking about his dad, and I felt sorry for him. I'm like, do some stand-up comedy. I mean, it would be fucking incredible. Philadelphia, how you doing? It's hot up here. I would be sweating, but you know. Oh dear. Paris, how you doing? We're going to have a good show tonight, and if not, I won't be the first royal to crash and burn in Paris. Am I right, guys? It'd be fucking amazing. Any kids in tonight? All right. And I hope and assume that's going to happen. But as I get older, I think my mind is changing about this kind of thing. And not about stand-up, sadly. I'm in the one job where I think it's good if lots of people hate you. But generally in life, it's kind of lovely if everyone loves you, like the Queen. God save the Queen. Are we going to keep that for Charles? God save the King? Doesn't sound right, does it? Maybe a change of intonation. It's like, God save the King. It's like, enough. Oh, save us. Go away. But the Queen, God save her. Everyone loved her. My grandma was exactly the same as the Queen. I hope you ever or had a grandma like mine. It's like she wasn't really human, you know. She was something different. She was like the matriarch. She was somehow one of us, but not one of us. She was love. She was goodness. Everyone liked her. And most people loved her. That anyone could ever dislike my grandma would be preposterous. And that's rather beautiful, I think. And so when I was naming my daughter, I thought she can only have one name. And that's my grandma's name. Emily. A lady, Emily. Just like your great-grandma. A beautiful, universally loved lady. Just like great grandma, love her like I do. You see the close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn how to be a lady. If all that goes wrong and you end up in prison, little Emily, keep birds or other pets. Why the fuck were you allowed to keep pets in Alcatraz? Is that where Joe Exotic is with his tigers? The Tiger Man of Alcatraz. He's escaped. Why? Because you let him keep tigers, you twat. They tore the guards' faces off. They were basically black and orange weapons. You may as well have given him an Uzi. Oh, the Uzi Man of Alcatraz. How romantic. He kept Uzis. Fuck. So anyway. God save the Queen. And God save us from the others until they stop poncing around the world, waving, and going to the one job where it helps if most people hate you. Stand-up comedy. I think the royals would all make amazing stand-up comedians. Not Meghan, perhaps the mother-in-law jokes would be off colour. But learn from one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time. Of course, Prince Philip. Loads of love for him in recent days, and I think rightly so. And it was that deeper love that you get with stand-ups, as I say. When some hated him, the ones who loved him, like me, really loved Prince Philip. And Prince Philip was, amongst other things, a fucking funny guy. so many things online that you can get now. Of all his, they're called gaffes, but they're gags. And I'll leave you with this classic, my all-time favourite, can't be beaten, Prince Philip gag. And he was talking to a 13-year-old boy who said he wanted to go into space. And Prince Philip retorted, you're too fat to be an astronaut. And if you don't love that, don't come and see my or Prince Andrew's stand-up. It's not for you. Godspeed, Prince Philip. And for the sake of the royal family, God save the Queen. What a lady. What a lady. Lots of love to you all.